Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. In the light of the living, what a wonderful phrase. Let's take a look at it some more. In Psalms 56, we read, "You have taken account of my wanderings, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? For you have delivered my soul from death, indeed my feet from stumbling, so that I may walk before God in the light of the living." You know, David here was in anguish. As a fugitive, his enemies took him in temporarily when he was in Gath. Perhaps you know the story. Gath was the home of the giant Goliath, whom David slew with a sling and a stone. But David had gained much fame since then with his military exploits for Saul, the king. In fact, he was so renowned, the people of Gath mistakenly thought he was the king of Israel. Now, this was partly because of the following adage that had gone viral, if you would. It was, "Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s." But Saul was hunting down his own servant, his son-in-law and general, for this very reason. He was filled with rage and envy of David's fame and standing among the people. But because of the 10,000s saying, David greatly feared Achish, the king of Gath, as well. Now, David was a man's man, but his heart was tender, and he had spent many a night hiding from Saul and weeping in desperation. He never stopped trusting God, but he was at wit's end with all the persecution. For this reason, it wasn't difficult to feign insanity in Gath. So he changed his behavior before them, the Bible says, pretended madness in their hands, scratched on the doors of the gate, and let his saliva fall down on his beard. Then Achish said to his servants, "Look, you see the man is insane. Why have you brought him to me? Have I need of a madman, that you have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come to my house?" So David made his escape, humiliated but alive. And thus we have the verses from Psalms 56. When his heart had stilled, he could praise God and rejoice that in spite of his tribulation, he could walk before God in the light of the living. Now, what is this light? Is it just a poetic way to say, "Wow, God, thank you, I'm alive"? Or is it revealing to us something more about walking with God, walking in his light? Because there it is, another bookend, a tremendous indication of its importance for us. Light was the first thing God spoke into existence, Genesis 1:3, and one of the last promises to his children, Revelations 22:5, where it says, "They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." And there it is associated with life over and over. Psalms 36:9 says, "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light." John 1:4 says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." In John 8:12, I love this one. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Of course, this light is not made of photons. It's not the electromagnetic spectrum, not in it at all. But get this, and I repeat this verse intentionally. "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light." Psalms 36:9. That is, only in this light can we see or perceive or understand this light, capital L? Psalms 18 says, "For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." You see, your lamp is your life, your soul. And without God's help, you exist in darkness. In fact, Jesus said to his disciples, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." That's John 9:5. Plain and simple, Jesus is the light. Jesus is the life. So to walk in the light of the living is to exist in the person of Christ, to abide in him as he abides in you. David's praise is for us God's promise. John 12 says, "I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness." And from John 17, "That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me." Gleaning, like we have, from David's tears, tribulations, and praise leads us to a wonderful promise and a glorious plan from our amazing Savior, Jesus Christ. Walking in the light of the living is abiding in Christ. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.